My guest, a general in the faith, has been personally mentored by two of the greatest faith generals. Now, he's building upon their shoulders. What he learned will put you into position to enter the greatest move of God's Spirit in history, called the Greater Glory, as described by the Jewish prophet Haggai. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality.
I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the Greater Glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Kenneth Copeland, is known worldwide as a general of the faith. For almost 60 years, his teachings have revolutionized a generation. Kenneth and Gloria have been married for 60 years. I'm curious, how did you meet Gloria Copeland? Well, she is such a great teacher, you know.
My dad worked for National Ola Insurance Company in Little Rock, and TCU was playing Arkansas for the Southwest Conference Championship. My dad called up to see if he could get the penthouse at National O-Line. They said, sure, we're going to ball game. You can get him to do whatever you want. Anyway, I went to an after-game party. And this man came up to me and said, my daughter's the best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas. I said, is that right? He came back later. He said, you don't believe me, do you? He said, I'm going to prove it to you. So I was looking forward to seeing what the best-looking girl in the state of Arkansas looked like. The 8th of October is on a Sunday in 1961. And that elevator opened and I thought, man, he wasn't kidding. We walked out and I said, Gloria, would you like to come out on the deck and look at the city? She said, sure. So we walked out there and she patted me on the back and that was it.
Okay, you became a pilot.
Yes.
For Oral Roberts.
Yes, I did. I didn't have any money, and I knew I was supposed to be there. And I just fell down the floor the night before. And I started praying in spirit as hard and fast as I could. And I wonder if I would be quiet, he'd say something to me. Man, I heard it down in here. Well, it's about time. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Get on your feet. I was shaking. I stood in a military brace. He said, I sent you here. I'll take care of you here. They can't make a minister out of you. All they can do is train you. I've already made a minister out of you. So I called my dad. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in registrar's office at ORU. Why? He said, Eddie Matthews came by, and he dropped off a check and said it was for your ministry. I said, how much? $375.15, the first quarter. So, after I took my tithe out, I had 15 cents. I thought, well, you know, Gloria and I get a candy bar and go broke again. So I left, and the Lord stopped me out in front of the Learning Resource Center and said, go up to the sixth floor. Well, I went to the sixth floor, and I said, my name's Kenneth Copeland. I just registered for school, and I'm a commercially rated pilot, and I need all the help I can get. And she said, well, it's Ruth Rooks, but I didn't know then. She said, tell Dean Messick. So I told him, and he just grunted at me. So I said it twice. And I had my first lesson in faith. I turned around, and Oral Roberts was standing beside me. He said, I'm Oral Roberts. He might as well have said, I'm God. He said, I understand you're a commercially rated pilot. I said, yes, sir. He said, can you handle our airplane? I said, yes, sir. He said, 2 weeks ago, I started to hire a new co-pilot, but the Spirit of God said, no, there's a student coming, you're my man.
Wow.
It started a relationship with him that you talk about supernatural.
He taught you many things, but tell me a couple of the main things that'll help us.
Never second guess God. Spend time in the book. And this is a book of blood covenants. And you spend time here and you live in it. This is a manifestation of God. The name of Jesus is a weapon given to us by the Spirit of God against the forces of darkness.
Another general in the faith, Dr. Kenneth Hagin, Sr.
Yes.
Tell me some top things you learned from him. I know he was a real father to you in the faith.
Yes, and the force of faith, what it is, how it works, how it's released, we know it's a spiritual force. Now, in the King James, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things we don't see. In the Classic Amplified, Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of the things we do not see, and conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And then in the 6th verse, it says it's impossible to please him without.
That's the Amplified Classic.
Yes.
Right.
I spent time listening to both of them. And then I spent enough time in this book to live in it. To absolutely live in it. This is a manifestation of the glory. This is a manifestation of God. This is this is God. It doesn't contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. And it's the Word of God because it's His bond. Now, those two men, when you look at the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians, that they did this for me. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Christ is not his last name.
It's his title.
It's the anointed. So it's the anointed one and his anointing. And they did this for me. Well, if it took all of these to do it then, it takes all of them to do it now. These ministry gifts. And so they began, both of them. Well, I had an example of an evangelist on one side and a teacher on the other. And the two of them together built a foundation under me. I said to Brother Roberts one day, I said, you use your faith like a mechanic uses a tool. I said, you go to your toolbox and you use it. He said, well, I never thought about it like that, but I do. Now, in my mind, I see him on the platform one day. I was over here holding his coat, and he was sitting out there, and this young woman he was ministering to, and they had the platform up there, and she was standing down here. And I see him right here. And he said, now, Christ is right here. He's right here. Now, the Lord told him to lay his right hand on people because of a manifestation he had in his hand. He said, he's right here. And he's the one that told me to lay hands on you.
I touch him because you tell me to touch him in the name of Christ.
Oh, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I began to put something in a nutshell that is extremely important. Begin to have faith in the God that lives in here, not just the God that's in heaven. Be God inside minded and trust this God. listen to him. I don't want to do anything, said Roth, without inquiring of the Lord. David inquired of the Lord about what he did. And I learned that, to inquire first. And over the years, we started with nothing, and we learned about being redeemed from the curse of the law. And most people don't know what it is, but the curse was three things: spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. But the blessing of Abraham was spiritual life and divine health and prosperity. So it's that simple. But Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles by faith. Well, hang on. And the fact that faith works by love, the love of God. And the scripture says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's in here. Love is in here. So you need to let him do the talking.
When we return, Kenneth will teach what God has shown him that was built upon the shoulders of the teaching yes. of those two great generals and what he sees coming for 2024. Be right back. Kenneth Copeland is known worldwide as a general of the faith. I believe he's been touched by the greater glory. I want Kenneth to teach us some of the most important nuggets God has revealed to him.
Have faith in God. What about my country? Have faith in God. What about my children? Have faith in God. What about my finances? Have faith in God. Whatever it is, you have to do it by faith.
What do you actually do?
Well, the steps to answered prayer is to start here. You find the promise that covers your situation. If it's healing, go to the healing promises. If it's finance, go to the finance promises. They're all in here.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/9979 with your donation of $39, shipping and handling included, for three classic resources to inspire you and rocket you into a faith-filled life. You get Oral Roberts' When You See the Invisible, You Can Do the Impossible, and Kenneth Hagin's booklet, God's Medicine. Plus, get Kenneth Copeland's God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction, accessing God's promises of healing, peace, and provision. Make this Generals of the Faith collection yours today.
Now, Kenneth Copeland and I had never really met until recently when I spoke at his church. The presence of God was incredibly strong on this man. But a few weeks later, I spoke to him on the phone, and God's presence felt literally, Kenneth, 100 times stronger
Praise
than when
God,
I
sir.
Saw you in person. I believe he's been touched by the greater glory.
Oh,
but before he releases this greater glory on our audience, I want Kenneth to teach us some of the most important nuggets God has revealed to him.
Have faith in God. Well, what about my country? Have faith in God. What about my children? Have faith in God. What about my finances? Have faith in God. But if you're going to do that, you're going to have to get one of these. Because he wrote it. And I keep wanting to get a new one broken in, but I can't turn this one loose. And I was over in the book of Hebrews one day with David Barton, and I've read the book of Hebrews so many times that and highlighted so many things that it just, I was right there.
You've highlighted that,
and,
trust me.
He said, where do you get a white highlighter? I said, what?
He said, yours is yellow. I said, well, I only highlight the good stuff.
I don't know how you left anything out.
And have faith in God, or have the faith of God, what the cross reference is. Well, of course it is, because when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I didn't realize it then because I was a scripture literate, but faith was placed in me, according to the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. And then I learned there to make my body a living sacrifice before God. And Jesus said, have the faith of God, for whosoever, this is a whosoever thing, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say to that old car, that new car, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith. But now, wait a minute. Now, listen to this. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. Now, wait. But when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart, or even in an unforgiving environment. Whatever it is, you have to do it by faith. So, and you go to the book to do it. You don't do it, and you don't do anything by feelings in this business.
What do you mean you go to the book to do it?
This one.
You take a promise? What do you actually do?
Well, the steps to answered prayer is to start here. You find the promise that covers your situation. So now you have the answer to the prayer, so you pray that. If it's healing, go to the healing promises. If it's finance, go to the finance promises. They're all in here. Everything. So, let's get forgiven. Now, this man was there. We're talking about the blood. And we're talking about blood covenants. This then, I'm in 1 John chapter 1. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. So God is light. In him is no darkness at all. We learned something right there. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe that, whether I feel like I'm forgiven or not. I had an experience down in South Florida one time in the early days, and I lost my temper. I didn't cuss, but I felt like it. Anyway, I was walking around that room and my hotel room, and I said, I'm not going back over. And I heard it in here. What are you talking about? I said, you know what I'm talking about. I just visit with him all the time, and you get to where you hear his voice, and as long as it matches this. And I said, no, I'll just get you another boy. I'm not going back over there. Why? I said, because you know what I did, you know what I said. He said, didn't you confess that before me? I said, yes, I did. Right in here, he said, Kenneth, when you confessed, it's not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. Oh, okay. Feelings, well, I don't feel like he forgave me. That didn't have anything to do with it. Whether I feel like it or not, this is a blood-bought promise. Jesus died and bled for this thing. I can believe that.
What is God showing you for 2024?
Well, I set aside a week and fasted and prayed about it. Went out to my prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas and prayed about it. prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. And then the Lord downloaded my partner letter while I'm there. And just kept praying about it and praying about it. And I heard that the people of faith that live, one thing, if you live, it's just to live by faith. If you honestly do that, then you never have to change your lifestyle, one way or the other, because faith is what's producing what you have anyway. And I heard him say, 2024, the people of faith will be on victory's shore. And they'll launch out into the deep and win souls galore in 2024. And that many changes are coming. And I said, what am I supposed to pray for 2024 for the government and for the changing of this nation? He said, pray this. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That settled that.
You talked about the prayers in that book, the Bible, and how important they are. Well, the most important prayer you can give right now that is totally life-changing, I know it because it happened to me, is a prayer to have your own experiential knowledge with God that no man can ever rob you of, can ever take from you. No one can ever talk you out of that. You are beyond being talked out. I want you to say out loud this prayer. Dear God.
Dear God.
I'm so sorry for my mistakes.
I'm so sorry for my mistakes.
I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus.
I'm so thankful
for the blood of Jesus.
Because the blood of Jesus, totally erases all of my mistakes.
Totally erases all of my mistakes.
And now I make you not just my Savior.
And now I make you not just my Savior.
But come inside of me.
Come inside.
And be Lord of my life.
And be Lord of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believes on him should not be ashamed. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him if they have not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him if they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of great things. So then, faith comes. Faith can't help it. This book is full of faith. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This broadcast today should have started faith working on the inside of you. But don't go by how you feel. You believe it because you heard it today. And you thank God. Thank God my faith is growing. I have it. It's in me.
Well, I know one thing. I know because you watch this show, you're going to fall in love with Jesus
yes.
all over again.
Oh, dear Lord, yes.
And you're going to fall in love with the equivalent of Jesus, the Word of God. The Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. I pray in Yeshua's name that your love relationship starts today.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.